Amen. You happy to be out tonight? Amen. Let's all stand if you like. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, we're so appreciative. Lord, what you've done for us. And many blessings, oh God. And Lord, to think and to reminisce of what you've prepared for us just across the horizon, Lord. Right around the corner. So close, Father. We can almost see the lights of home, oh God. And Lord, you give poets and prophets glimpses of what's over there. Lord, of how glorious and wonderful it'll be. Lord, it just makes us more homesick. Longing to go home and be with you, Father. Live with you throughout eternity. Lord, we're looking forward to that. Bless each and every one, Lord, that's gathered here tonight. Strengthen us, encourage us. Meet our needs tonight, whatever they may be, Father. Look deep in our hearts. Father, as only you know and you can. Oh, God, we thankful, Lord. So thankful I'm serving a living God. Lord, one that cares and knows. Lord, and that's where we lean on. We thank you. Have your way now. Draw us ever closer to thee, each and every one, as we said. And may your will be done in everything. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. He's wonderful. You may be seated if you'd like. If you want to turn with me in our capstone books. Let's try to sing here on page 7. Unclouded day. Praise his name.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the young. Amen. At its old King in his beauty there, and they tell me that mine eyes shall behold, oh, where he sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in that city that is made of gold. Amen. Oh, tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children. and his smile drives their sorrow all away. And they tell me that no tear ever come again. In that lovely land, amen.
Think about it. What a day that's going to be.
And it's all the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Amen. Oh, saints, think about it. What it's going to be like. Amen. Such a wonderful time we'll have. Praise his name. Page 78, if you want to turn with me. Probably know it by heart. Camping in Canaan's land. Amen.
I have left the land of bondage with its earthly treasures. I've journeyed to a place where there is love on every hand. I've exchanged a land of heartache for a land of pleasure. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I've found the land of promise. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's haven. Amen, sing it. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, out of Egypt I have traveled through its darkness dreary, far over hills and valleys and across the desert sand. I've landed safe at home where I shall not grow weary. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Yes, I've reached the land of promise with its scenes of glory. My journey ended in a place so lovely and so grand. Oh, I've been led by Jesus to this blessed land of story. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping, oh, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land.
Amen. Oh, saints. Amen. Yes, I've reached that land of promise with its scenes of glory. You ever try to just stop and try to imagine what you're going to see? What do you think? First time your feet hit that ground, what are you going to see? Amen. You couldn't fathom it. Amen. People's tried it, touched it. Paul's talked about it. Brother Branham's talked about it. I just still don't think it's going to be, ain't going to touch it. Amen. When you really get there to see. Amen. Praise his holy name. Page 25, if you'd like. Amen. Just over in the glory land.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in that glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Amen. Just over in that glory land, we'll join the happy eight. Amen. Just over in the glory land. Oh, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in that glory land, I am on my way to those mansions fair. Just over in the glory land, there to sing God's praise and his glory share. Just over in that glory land. Oh, just over in that glory land, we'll join the happy angel band. Just over in that glory land. Oh, just over in that glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in that glory land. Amen. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see. Just over in the glory land, and with him I'll live eternally. Just over in that glory.
Oh, what a day, what a day. Oh,
just over in that glory land, we'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in that glory land. Amen. With the blood war's throng I will shout and sing. Just over, amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That hosanna's to Christ, the Lord and King. Just over in that glory. Oh, hallelujah. Just over in that glory land, they'll join the happy mighty host I'll stand. Just over in that glory land.
One more.
Oh, just over in that glory land, we'll join the happy angel band. Just over in that glory. The mighty host I'll stand, just over in that glory land.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Saints will shout and we'll sing. Amen. I don't think there'll be a one person not shouting, not singing, not praising him. Amen. Oh, what he's done for us, Saints. What we have to look forward to. Amen. It ought to put a smile on them. Amen. Praise his holy name. He's so wonderful. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come tonight and take up the offering?
Praise his name.
Hallelujah. That's the blessing, if you will. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Can we sing the little chorus on 63? Just one day I'm going to walk on the streets of pure gold. And they tell me the half ain't never yet been told. One day I'm going to walk on the streets of pure gold. And they tell me the half has never been told. I'll be united with loved ones on Zion's holy hill. Oh yes, one day I will. Oh, one day I'm gonna walk on streets of pure gold, and they tell me the half has never yet been told. I'll be united with loved ones on Zion's holy hill. Oh yes, one day having that assurance, one day I'll be there. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's all stand if you'd like. Amen. As we take the request to him, you have something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Amos, would you like to take the request tonight? Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, he's so good. Amen. I don't think we got any volunteers for him. Amen. All right. I guess we're... All right. All right. Let's all stand as we ask Brother Timothy if he'd come and speak for us tonight.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I can't remember any song until we sing. What's Tim?
Song.
Let's just sing Only Believe.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Never can fail. Only believe.
Yes,
all things are possible.
Amen.
Only believe. Only believe. bow our heads.
Precious
Lord, we are so grateful once more to be gathered here this evening, and Lord, to just come in and to sing and to feel your presence, Lord, and to worship you. And Lord, I pray none of us just came because it's habit. But Lord, we truly come because, Lord, there's something down inside that draws me here rather than any other place in this life. It's not a church building, Lord. It's not just a certain group of people. But Lord, it's keeping your word, Lord, and coming, Lord, and letting you speak to our hearts. For Lord, that's why we've come tonight. No matter who brings the word, Lord, or how it comes, Lord, if we'll be open and Lord and receptive, Lord, somehow you can speak to each of our hearts. And Lord, I pray you'll speak to mine, Lord, and greater as we read these precious scriptures and quotes. And bless each one that's gathered, Lord. Just have your way in the remainder of this service. And we commit it all into your hands for your glory and your honor. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him?
Amen.
My, it seems like the service gets a little short when you don't have a special song sometimes. But oh, my, it's just so good to know that he's here. Amen. Hallelujah. I won't hold you very long this evening, but just a little thought upon my heart and something that I feel that the Lord laid upon my heart. And you just, it may seem simple, but I think there's something here maybe we can gather strength from. And if not for us, maybe someone that will listen. But whatever my part, I just pray, Lord, make this more real to me. You know, as these precious scriptures and quotes, everything was left for our admonition, for our benefit. It was written. And may we just take it into our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles over to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Read a very familiar scripture. I was just thinking on these things and just a little, like I say, just a little thought. May it somehow it'll be of a help. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. And if you look in your middle reference, it says reverence. Moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And may the Lord add the blessing to the reading when you may be seated. And I just was thinking on this. He was warned of God of things not seen as yet. And how precious it is today to be able to look. And if you'll just stop and study your life for a minute.
Yes.
And even just look back down through the years. Maybe even the last few months. If you'll look at the precious word, you might see where the Holy Spirit has warned you of something that wasn't yet. But you've seen it come to pass since then.
Amen.
And this all happen daily. You know, and as I got to thinking about this being warned and I went back through the scriptures and was just looking, and I just for a quick reference in Matthew 2 and 12, if you want to turn there, you can, but just something, just a quick little reference to this being warned of God. This is in Matthew 2 and the verse 12, and it says, we'll start about 11. It says, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. God moving beforehand warned them. Just as it might have seemed like a simple thing there, but God was warning them. And then here in Acts 10, 22, just one more quick little thing to look at here. In Acts 10 and verse 22, and it says, and we'll start 21. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause and wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Amen. So just a few little examples to stop and look at how God still speaks. And you know, oftentimes we may sit in church, we may come for a service, and the word comes forth. And at the time we may sit there in ourselves and wonder,
why is the pastor going to preach on this certain subject? Why is the pastor having to preach on this or having to preach on that? And you might sit there as an individual and just scratch your head and why is this being brought? But the Holy Spirit, God, is still in control and He knows just how and when and what needs to be brought. And that's how He talks today, is through His ministry. Through the ministry. And He can even move on your heart and lead you maybe to guide you somewhere. He can warn you in a dream. He can use a dream. He can use the word. He'll use whatever. But that still small voice down on the inside is still a little warning voice down in there. And my, how it's good to just pay attention to that voice. But I got to thinking, if you look at Noah here, and God spoke to Noah and told him. Let's just back up to Genesis and just catch a little bit of this. Just a few verses here. This is in Genesis 2, or 6 rather. Amen. A very familiar story, but just listen to a few of these things as we go along. Here in the 6th chapter, and let's begin about the 6th verse. And it repented the Lord that He had made man of the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man of whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made him. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And let's drop on down to the 14th verse as he went on to say, if Noah found grace and God began to speak to him. But then he said, make thee an ark of gopher wood, and room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within, and pitch it and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it be 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And the window shalt thou make to the ark, and in the cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with a lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. Those was pretty cut, dried descriptions right there. The Lord didn't say make it about, but He wrote it right down the way He wanted it built. And you know, God spoke to Noah, but He told him to take his sons and to build this boat. Them sons didn't hear God speak. The scripture says God spoke to Noah, but beforehand, I'm sure God had dealt with their hearts to follow Noah's leading. But you just look at how God gave it to Noah. And Brother Branham said they worked on that ark for 120 years. And they started out working on that boat, and you just think, it was revealed to Noah by faith. He had a revelation that rain was coming. Amen. He knew it without a doubt. God had placed it in his heart. Amen. But those other three boys working with him was working off of his say-so. At that point, Dad said, just think of it in no sense. Dad said, we need to build this boat because it's going to rain. Amen. Now, I'm sure they had seen God move in his life prior and knew that God spoke to him. So when they begin to work on this, but just think now, after 120 years, they're still working on this boat, and everyone else in the land was scoffing and mocking them, making fun of them. Hundreds of people looking down on them. Other people, I'm sure there was other religious people at the time that was of high standing amongst the people, saying, it ain't going to rain. He's crazy. He done lost his mind up there on that hill. But still yet, Noah never detoured. He kept preaching. Brother Branham said he preached from the door of that ark as they was building it to that congregation that it was going to rain. And he kept right on telling them, it's coming. Amen. It didn't matter from day one to 120 years. Yes. He was still preaching the same thing, and he wasn't changing it. Amen. And as they went along, them boys might have said, Dad, maybe we ought to shorten this boat up a little bit. Maybe we ought to let's just go 29 and a half cubits high. That wasn't the measurement, it was 30. Yeah. And I'll guarantee you that boat measured 30 cubits to the top when he got done. Why? Because God predestinated Noah for that time to build that ark that it would carry through. Amen. And what's that ark represent? The word. That ark, the body of Christ, Brother Branham said, is the ark today. And my, as you begin to look at that, just stop and think now. God, in this day, He revealed Himself to a prophet and told that prophet to come. And tell the people I'm coming again. And I'm going to destroy the world as I told Noah I would, but I'm going to do it with fire this time. And it's going to happen. Now, it's been a long time since He come and spoke those words. But God has still got predestinated men, predestinated people, individuals that will still stand and declare that message right down the line. They're not going to take away from it. They're not going to insert their own idea. They're not going to think, well, maybe it could be. No, they're going to take it just the way it was said.
Amen.
God, when he handed them orders down to Noah, he didn't give Noah room to change that or ask him if he wanted to change it. He said, this is how it is.
Amen.
This is what it's going to be. And Noah didn't question him. He turned around and picked up his hammer and he went to work.
Amen.
And my, I pray that's burning in each one of our hearts as this word has come down. It's not, can I change it to fit me? Can I change it so it'll fit this situation? But it's no, God laid it down. Change me to fit the word, Lord. Make me line up with it right down the line 100%. But oh my, we live in such an age where a lot of people they want to build the message around their life. They don't want the message to build their life. And how they want to just use it as they feel free. And as long as it's not too tight on them, they can keep that message. But oh my, but there's been a people that was predestinated that word
Amen.
Was going to shape them just like the word God spoke shaped that ark.
Oh,
Amen. He used a man's hand to build that ark in that day.
Yeah.
But he's using the voice of God today to shape and to build that bride right in tune
Amen.
With the precious word of God.
Lord.
Here in the message, this is in Perseverant. Preached September or July 29th, 1962, E40 on the tape. Amen. Make sure I don't read too much here. I didn't get time to kind of cross some of this out. But he says, as the days of Noah, when Noah came out and said it's going to rain, he preached 120 years that water was going to fall from the skies. There had never been any water up there. No, sir, never been water in the skies. And could you imagine those scientists of that day that didn't meet their scientific specifications? And neither does the Holy Ghost today meet the scientific specification. And neither does miracles and signs of God meet their scientific, what they should think should be right. I was going to say that don't make any difference. God spoke it, and it's so anyhow. And the faith that can lay a hold of it holds on to it. Notice Noah. I see a great scientist come out and say, you know, there's an old man up there on the hill building some kind of a thing, great big old barn of a thing up on top of the hill. Said it's going to rain and float away. Going to bring water down out of the skies. And you go up there and say, Noah, let me show you that you got a mental illusion. There's something wrong with you. I can take my instrument here and shoot to the moon. And I can take my radar and things that they had in them days, because Jesus said as it was in the days of Noah, so will be at the coming of Son of Man. There's no water up there. Forget it, old fella. Go on back to your farming and forget it. There's no water up there. You're pounding away in vain. But Noah said, God said it was going to. Well, where is God going to get? Now listen, anything up there, when there's nothing up there to get it with, he said, if God said there would be rain, he's able to put rain up there because God said so. And it didn't stop him a bit. He was perseverant. He built right on the thing because putting the thing together because he was perseverant because he knew that God said so. And heavens and earth will pass away, but his word can't. And he's going to make his achievement to save those who wanted to be saved. And my, when you look at today, God said he would have an elected bride. Without spot or wrinkle in this day. And they're going to be there. And they're only going to be there by the pure, unadulterated word of God. They've got to lay aside anything and everything any man has ever said about the word. It's got to, your opinion, my opinion, grandpa's opinion, whoever's opinion,
Amen.
It's got to leave.
Amen.
My way I feel, well, I can do it this way. I'm not wrong. I can just do it this way. But it's still got to line up with the sweetness of the Holy Spirit and make sure it flows in continuity with the Word. You know, it's so often the Word comes forth, and I'll just use the little illustration of Facebook for something simple. But you can take Facebook, something that it's not wrong. And the Holy Spirit has warned against it. Just a warning. Just saying, watch it. Be careful. And you can take and you can just throw that away. So that was just that pastor speaking against that. Ain't no sense in listening to that. Ain't anything wrong with it. And there may not be with what you're doing. But Satan can get in that attitude and he can turn that around. And you just take it with anything. I'm just using that because it's something that's been mentioned and it's being mentioned all over. But you just look at that thing and it might have been the genuine Holy Spirit. And I'm warning you. It may not have been warning nobody else. It might have just been for you as an individual that was my portion. And I turned to snub my nose at what the Holy Spirit was trying to warn me. And it may not have been something that was happening then, but something that was going to happen down the road and may yet happen. But what was my attitude towards the warning that the Holy Spirit gave me? And that's just an easy illustration. You can place it on any circumstance in life and any word that... under the anointing of the Holy Spirit as the words being preached that comes forth as a warning. And maybe you don't heed it as a warning. Or maybe you think you're above that. I've got the Holy Ghost. I don't need that warning. I'll deal with it when it gets here. But it's how we approach God. Noah didn't question God.
Amen.
He went to work with what God had given him.
Amen.
And he was reverent with the word.
Yes,
when the word came forth, it was yes, Lord. He might not have understood. He might have been in himself. He might have, you know, it just, Lord, that's a buffel big boat. And I'm one man with three sons. But he didn't question. He turned around and he went to work. Lord,
Amen.
It's what I'm going to do. Amen. And I pray that's our attitude. God's word may come and we may not fully understand. But if it's God's word and you've got the genuine Holy Spirit in you, there is something down on the inside that won't let you rest. And it'll just make you so uneasy because there will be such a ring of truth in it. In your mind, you may not want to accept it. You may not want it to be that way. But you watch it down on the inside. God works from the inside out. Amen. And you watch him begin to work on you. Amen. And bring it right in line with that precious word of God. Amen.
Yes.
But here in the oddball, Brother Branham speaking in paragraph 61, this was preached June 1464. He said, when the Pentecostals came on the scene 50 years ago, they said, them people were crazy, they were nuts, that's right, because they condemned all the corruption that was in the church ages at the time when they come on the scene. But what has the Pentecostals done? Went right back into the vomit they come out of. And how we can see it, just translate this right over to the Message churches, how 35 years ago, every church, there was a standard in them. You wouldn't have found half the stuff you find today then because the pastors wouldn't have stood for it. You wouldn't have seen it. The people in their homes wouldn't have stood for the stuff that's allowed today. Individuals would have had a better stand. But now it's gone. It's just fallen away. And it's from the church letting it in, then it's let into the home, and it just gets all running out of continuity.
Yes, it does.
But he says, but you know what? It's time for another nut. He said, it went right back in the vomit they came, right out of the denominational corruption. And you know what? It's time for another nut. Yes, it's time for another one. That's right. Notice a nut. Before there is a nut, there is a bolt to fit that nut. And that nut is threaded to that bolt. And if it don't, it's a misfit. And notice, all who was threaded in the days of Noah, threaded to the gospel message. Noah the nut pulled them into the ark. And it depends what your threads are, what you're threaded to. If you're threaded to the world, they'll pull you. If you're threaded to the word, it'll pull you. It depends on which you are threaded to, what nut you'll follow. But Noah, being a nut with the word of God, a nut to the scientific age and to the religious age that he lived in, he pulled them that would be saved into that ark. Amen.
Amen.
Those that were predestinated. Amen. And that's where it's at today, saints. There's been a lot of people follow this message. And as we go on, there's still lots following. We sit here tonight as individuals following this message. But what am I threaded to? Am I threaded to this message that I am a fit with everything God said? That my desire is to be, if God said it, I believe it. And he will do it through me. By his grace and mercy, I see it's going to be him and not me. Or am I threaded the other way? I want a little bit of that worldlyism. I want to keep a little bit of my ball games, a little bit of my race car, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I want to hold back here. I want to come out of Egypt, but I want to bring some of Egypt with me. But no, that ain't how God designed it. Amen. But then when they built that ark, and God told them he was going to destroy that land, they weren't looking to see what all them possessions they could put in that ark take with them. They was afraid it might not float if they'd have picked up too much. But God told them to take two of those animals and themselves and enough food to sustain them. And they took what he said to take, and they didn't take a drop more. And that ark floated, saints. Amen. That's the thing. It floated because God said, you do it this way. It'll float. Amen. And that's the same way it is today. You do it the way I said it, and you'll go in a rapture. There'll be a rapture, and that body will change in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. But you've got to follow God's given instructions to get there. Amen. This is in the Message preparation, preached November the 11th, 1953. Let me see here. It says, I can just, E36, must have been a tape. So look, just for a minute, God was preparing Noah's preaching. And the first thing you know, one day there come a thunder, and I hear someone say, oh, a blast went off somewhere. But a cloud began to rise, and now I can see a great big Polly Parrot sitting out there looking over at the mother Polly Parrot and say, Mother, That's what Noah said. I can see that little monkey drop the cone there and say, come on, mommy, we're headed for the ark. The old camel eat and say, come on, let's go. Two by two, they went to that ark led by the Holy Spirit. And if there was ever a day you can look and say, what that prophet said is coming to pass. I see it happening. Day by day, I've seen this happen. I've seen that happen. I see the world getting in the same condition that it was at Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible said as it was then, so it would be today. And it said as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking. You can see it. You see all these things that was prophesied in the scripture and what the prophet said in this day coming right down the line. Amen. And if that won't cause you to move closer to this word and forget what anybody's got to say about it, I don't know what to tell you. Amen. But he says, these wild animals heard the sound and took the warning of the God by the Holy Spirit and went to safety. And today man hears the sound of the coming of the Son of God and rejects and refuses to hear it. And you know that's truth, but God is preparing. It seems ridiculous. I can hear someone say, well, if it does rain, I'll get on a big popular log and ride. But the big popular log sunk, and so will every popular log sink when Jesus Christ returns. Everything that's not in the body of Christ will be left here. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of Son of Man. And Jesus never asked, will I find righteousness? Will I find people that's living good? Goodness and righteousness is what? Jesus said, will I find faith when I return? Somebody say, oh, they say, I got faith. Well, faith without works is dead. Will I find somebody who will stand at my word and say, every word's right? And I'm not scared whether this one says so or that so says or nothing. I believe in God, and I'm accepting it and standing right there. Amen. And I pray that's burning in each individual's heart. Amen. That's where I stand. Amen. I ain't standing on so-and-so said. I'm not standing on daddy said. I'm not standing on the pastor said. But I'm standing on God said. Amen. Holding up for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see here in the message junction time. Amen. Hallelujah. For all my saints, may it burn in our hearts to hold to that every word. Here on the Just Junction of Time, January 15th, 56, E14. Look back there then as Noah and Enoch was preaching. And Noah was preaching a message that seemed so crazy to the world. And here it is now. And how crazy the message is seeming now to the younger people. When you preach on raising your children according to the word instead of some parenting magazine that's on the shelf or some book that's been published on how to raise your family and how to love your husband instead of going back to the scriptures or how to love your wife, we've got to turn to some man-made theory on the idea instead of going back to the very word God give a Christian to live by that takes in all of these things. But oh my, it's the word's become old and it's become none effect and nobody wants to hear that. Let's take all this other new stuff in. And you can go to message churches and go in their libraries at their churches and look what's on their shelves. Look what's the movies that are stacked there for Christian viewing. And look at the books that are stacked there for Christian reading. They forgot what God gave us to live by. Amen. They forgot where God told us to follow and where to stand in this day. But it's repeated again today. Let's see here. Noah was preparing an ark, making a place of safety, and that was a miracle in its own. How that a man upon dry land where water had never come was preparing an ark to float on a mighty sea. That would be there and say it was coming down out of the skies. Where was it at? But by faith, which is a miracle itself, Noah, warned of God, prepared an ark, you see. No matter how foolish it seemed, how fanatical it seemed to the people, it was a miracle in itself to see a man hammering away. That something seemed fanatical. And it's repeated again today when men pounding away at the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, preaching the baptism of the Holy Spirit and getting a people ready for the coming judgment or a shield from it. And a modern church people laughing and making fun and saying there's nothing of it. And the days of miracles is past. It's a miracle. It's a signpost at the junction. And over at E17 it says, as we notice and see Noah, how he went about warning the people, saying there was coming a rain. The people didn't even know what the rain meant. It had never rained. And there's people in the world today after 2,000 years of gospel preaching that don't know what it means to be born again of the Spirit of God. They don't know what omnipotence means and what that God is his great omnipotent power that can transform a soul from a street sinner to an angelic position in God's kingdom as a son and daughter of God. They don't understand it. They're too and taken up and infatuated with the things of the world, glaring, flirting with the world, and don't realize that it's an evil spirit and a great marking signpost for the people of this day to watch and be ready. When Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head, your redemption is drawing nigh. Not only that, but God showed signs through Enoch, and he showed signs through Noah, and the world laughed at it. But one day there come thundering lightning, and there come fire out of heaven. Lightning and thunder began to roar, and that was a miracle in itself, and rain began to fall. Amen. And my, I believe that God is coming again. Amen. Amen. And just as he said, there shall come a day that will burn as an oven.
Yes,
it's going to happen. Amen. And God has given us a way to escape. He give us a way. He give us a preparation book.
Yes,
you do it this way, and you'll pass through that. Amen. Hallelujah. May we take heed to what God has said. And it goes for every word, any word you want to pull out of that scripture, any message Brother Branham preached, you want to take it. You take what he said and leave what everybody else says alone. And why? Because this here is in the church age book, The Last Warning of the Spirit. And I think it's about page 364, paragraph 2 in the book. The Last Warning of the Spirit, Revelations 3:22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is the last warning. There will not be another. The throne room has been set up. The 12 foundations have been laid. The streets of gold have been paved, and the gates of gigantic pearls are raised and hinged. Like a pyramid, she stands so far and glorious. And the heavenly beings who have prepared her watch breathlessly, for she glistens and shines with a glory that is unearthly. Every face of her beauty tells a story of amazing grace and Jesus' love. She is a city prepared for a prepared people, and she waits only for her inhabitants, and soon they will throng her streets with joy. Yes, it is the last call. The Spirit will not speak in another age. The ages are over. But thank God, at this moment, this age is not over, and he is yet crying. And his cry is not only in the spiritual ears of men by his Spirit, but once again a prophet is in the land, and once more God will reveal the truth, as he did to Paul in the days of the seventh messenger. In the days of the Laodicean age, his messenger will reveal the mysteries of God as revealed to Paul, and he will speak out. And those who receive that prophet in his own name will receive the beneficent effect of that prophet's ministry. And they that hear him will be blessed and become part of that bride of the last day who are mentioned in Revelation 22:17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The corn of wheat, the bride wheat that fell into the ground at Nicaea, has come back to the original word grain. Praise God forever. Yes, listen to the authenticated prophet of God who appears in this last age. What he says from God, the bride will say. And the Spirit and the prophet and the bride will be saying the same thing. And what they will say will have already been said in the word. They're saying it now. Come out from among her now and be ye separate. The cry has gone out. The cry is going out. How long will the voice cry? We do not know. But one thing we do know, it won't be long, for this is the last age. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. The Spirit has spoken, and the setting sun is about to fade into eternity for the church ages. And then it will all be all over. And then it'll be too late to come. But if somewhere in this series God has dealt with you by his Spirit, may you even now turn to him in your repentance and give your life to him, that by his Spirit he may give you eternal life. Amen. And by God's grace, I know that prophet spoke. And by God's grace, I can see to take heed to that warning. And I pray that God will, that little elected, wherever she may be, and whatever situation she might be caught up in, if there is some, you know, when you look at where the things that we come from and different situations, you pray, God, give them grace to stand. Strike something down in their heart so great and deep that it's not what anybody says, and drive that so far from their lives of what, well, so-and-so said, but oh, put such a love in there and such a longing to be able to say, God said to me, I seen it in his word, I seen it in this, I seen this, God showed me.
Amen.
Noah didn't wait for some man to tell him to build that boat, but when God spoke, he moved. It was revealed to him that he had to get it built because God it spoke to him. And oh my, when you can see this word is spoke to you, it don't matter what anybody else says at that point. It don't matter which way they try to drag you here or there. It don't matter. God's done and give me my marching orders, and that's where I've got to be. Amen. But oh, I pray it's burning in their hearts, saints, to heed the warning of the Holy Spirit. Even in the next weeks or next service, we never know. God may send out a warning. And may we take heed and pay attention to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's not just coming to church and just, oh, we heard a message again. But we better take heed. It's coming down to those final closing moments of time. And when God whispers, we better be listening and make sure we catch a hold of what he's got for us. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Glory. I was thinking about even when he was reading from the book of Hebrew there, and he was talking about Noah and saying how he prepared an ark for the saving of his house, which he condemned the world. Do you realize that standing with the truth by having revelation condemns the world? And somebody that ain't born again, not filled with the Holy Spirit, is no different than the world itself. Though it may be proclaiming to be a message follower or believer, still it's no different than the world, for the world is in them. You see? And it condemns them. It brings them to the place they know something's wrong. And it ain't right what they are in or what they believe. But if one stands on revelation, what God's revealed through the Word of God, it'll condemn the world. Amen. May our lives condemn the world. Amen. By faith. A revelation that was stood on and stay true to that word. Amen. There's a lot of beautiful things in there. You know, even the, it's just like this, these sermons this past Sunday. It could not have come at a better timing than what the Holy Ghost wanted to present. It could not have been a better timing. Circumstances arose, things were said, without getting into different things. Everything was timed just right. You see, but God knew when the time would be. I wanted to do it a long time ago, but I knew it wasn't time. But God knew it was time this past Sunday. Amen. So I trust that we'll listen to what the Holy Spirit wants and follow his leading and his guiding in all things. That's what I want in my life, is the Lord Jesus Christ to rule and reign in my life. Amen. And why don't you come on up to the instrument, Sister Karen, if you will. I was thinking about this little song that we sang tonight, just over in Glory Land. And I think it'd be good if we just sang it the way these words are and not the way it used to be sang. Where we used to sing, instead of there's a joy and peace on every hand, and it was changed years ago, there's joy... Or with how did it go before? Join the angels band. I think it's something like that. Is that how it goes? I think it's how it was. I don't know. But you think about it. When we get there, friends, angels won't be able to sing all the songs we can sing. Because we're going to be able to sing redemptive songs. They can't sing. There'll be many, many times when angels won't be able to join our songs. No, sir. We're going to have brand new songs. Glory to God. We'll be able to sing and praise God and sing redemptive songs, what he's done for us. Oh, my. They won't be able to join. No. Not in the songs that we're going to be able to sing. No. But look, we ought to sing it just like it says here. There's joy and peace on every hand. That's what it'll be. Joy and peace on every hand. Amen. Not joining with the angels band. I ain't saying there won't be times that we won't all glorify God together, but I do know the prophet said they won't be able to join in those redemptive songs like we sing. Amen. So, oh my, let's just sing it the way it is. It might be better for us. Amen. Glory to God. Just thought I'd mention that because it's true. Amen. My, thank God for his mercy and grace, his love, and all he means to us. And saints, as each day goes by, it's I've said before and recently, it's getting better and better all the time. And I can see more and more as circumstances arise and things take place. I can see more and more that's been God's mercy, that if we can understand his word and we can believe his word and hang on to it and know its truth, and by grace it'll stand on it regardless there's not very many standing on it. That's what I'm saying. Do you realize the truths that we stand on here in this little place? Which if there's bride somewhere else, they'll stand on the truth also. 100%. By standing on that truth 100%, it condemns the world. Yes, it does. What causes that? Because you're being able to receive the Word of God. You're being able to get the revelation of the Word of God. And to me, that's tremendous. Amen. And knowing there's people, and I don't know, maybe somebody here, maybe even still sitting here. It's still hard for you to get revelation. It's just, you pound at it, you beat at it, you want it, but it seems like it just doesn't come. Cry out to God. It has to be one or the other. It has to be, you're either not getting in the condition, and maybe you're not surrendering your life. Maybe you've got the wrong attitude with God's Word. Maybe you think you can figure it out and intellectually put things together, and you just can't do it, and you're not getting the revelation. Or you're just plain not born again. Not filled with the Holy Ghost, because that was the evidence of being born again. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, being able to receive the Word for this day. That's the evidence. There is no other. There is no speaking in tongues. It's the evidence. There's no intellectually putting the Word together. The evidence. Saying I believe it ain't the evidence. Going to a message church ain't the evidence. No. Be able to receive the Word is the evidence. Amen. And to vindicate itself. Oh my. And when you see that in your life personally, my, if you ain't happy to see that, you must not be really seeing it. But if you're really seeing that Word being received and you're getting the revelation of it, and when the Word comes, it's just so plain. It's just such a beautiful picture. And you're sitting here thinking, how can people not see it? When it's so easy to see, how can they not see it? You know? It's like fighting the change of the soul. They fight it, they fight it, they fight it, they fight it. Just can't see it. And it's just so easy to see. And thank God it's easy to see. Amen. Oh my. Hallelujah. And it ain't you brag yourself up. No, you know it's the grace of God. You know it ain't nothing your works. It's God revealed it to you. Amen. But I'm not going to let just hide in the corner if God revealed it to me. I want people to know God's revealed it to me. Amen. And I see it, I believe it, and I'm going to stand on exactly that Word. Amen. And when it's every word, oh, how beautiful it gets. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just being partially getting this partial word and that partial, but when you can get the full Word, that's when it really shows up. Amen. Oh, I love Him. He is so wonderful. Like I say, Brother Timothy had a lot of wonderful, wonderful nuggets in that. Amen. And it was really encouraging to me. Yes, it was. That encouraged me a lot, I tell you. And I appreciate what the Lord is doing. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Let's stand together and let's sing this little chorus, You Are My All in All. Because that's what I believe He is to me tonight. That's what I feel my heart He is to me. And I mean it with all my heart. He is my all in all. Is He your all in all?
Amen.
Amen. Are you seeing what's taking place? Do you see the move it's on? Do you see what's being fulfilled? Oh, my. He is my all in all. Hallelujah.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Jesus, Lamb of God.
my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. You are my all in all. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, truly you are the Lamb of God, and truly worthy is your name. Oh God, when we see the mercy of God in our lives, and see, Lord, as our brother was speaking about Noah tonight, and all the time, all those years he was building that ark, he's preaching the word of God and staying with exactly what you told him to do. And he built that ark exactly like you said. He didn't deviate from it one bit. And though the world around him may have thought he was so strange, thought he was crazy, oftentimes may have wondered why he would hold to such word as that. And may have seen so many times maybe out of place. May have seemed like it wasn't the right timing. There wasn't water all around him. There wasn't water rushing in on him. It was still dry and hot, but still he stayed with that word. And he continued, and he continued, and he kept right on building. Though people did think he was crazy, to the point they began to mock him and say he was crazy. And Lord Jesus, I believe any man of God that will stay with this word, though it may seem oftentimes out of timing, it may seem like wonder why a message like that. Maybe oftentimes it may seem we've heard this before. Why, we've had this a long time. But Lord Jesus, oftentimes people miss the reality of the move in the Holy Spirit. Knowing that you know the perfect timing, knowing exactly what needs to be said, when it should be said, and how many times it should be said. But Lord, let me be like little Noah and just keep right on building. And let me hold to that word exactly to what you said. Regardless how crazy people may think I am, may I hold to it exactly like you said. Even people may not understand it. They may doubt it. Maybe some not believe it. Maybe some can't figure it out intellectually. But Lord Jesus, let me stay true to that word and just keep right on building. And Lord, keep right on speaking it. Keep on holding to what you gave that prophet and say what he said. But oh God, it'll condemn this world. And Father, it'll prove who is the righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, Lord. I love you, Father. Thank you now for your mercy. Oh, you took my sins, my cross, and my shame. Yes, Lord Jesus, you are my all in all. When I fell down, Lord, you was there to always pick me up. When I was dry, you was always there to fill me up. Oh, God, you are my all in all. Jesus, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your holy name. Hallelujah, I love you, Lord. Strengthen these people, Lord. Bless them, oh God, by thy Holy Spirit. And those that listen, Lord, and desire to listen, those that even have a desire to hear it, bless them, Lord Jesus, and meet their every need. I know, Father, that many, Lord, come here and to listen to things. And once they leave, there is absolutely no desire to hear any further. But, Lord Jesus, I believe there's a little bride of Jesus Christ that wants every word. They want every word abiding in their life. And, Father, if there's a place that will fill them, that a word will come forth, without deviation, and they'll stay true. Their soul want to feed on it if it has that right soul. Grant it now, Father. Bless those. In Jesus' name, you are my all in all. Oh, Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Amen. God bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.